back to another episode of the Japan Expats Podcast. I'm your host, Miyuki Seguchi. I hope you are having the most amazing day. Before we get started, I'm super excited to let you know my Finding Your Uniquely Japan Experience Masterclass is now available. In this masterclass, you will learn some of my most recommended options for Japanese landscapes, food, and accommodation, and the 5 key questions to ask yourself that will help design your unique trip to Japan. And most importantly, you'll get clear on your Japan travel priority. If you're listening to this episode just after it got released, you can access it right now. It's available for a limited time only, so check it out now. The link is in the show notes. In the last episode, I talked about some of the key questions to define the type of the experiences you want in Japan. In fact, defining your experience is the first step I suggest to create your Uniquely Japan experience. As I mentioned, your Uniquely Japan experience is the best possible experience you can create through your journey of travel planning and actual trip itself, which are unique to you and also unique to Japan. In my experience of planning a trip around Japan, both for myself and for my clients, there are 3 steps in this Japan experience creation journey. And this is a key to making the most of your trip. So in today's episode, I'd like to walk you through the whole process and introduce 2 more steps that's important to create a better and deeper Japan travel experience. You are listening to Japan Experts, the podcast that helps you make your trip to Japan a truly unique and immersive experience. I'm your host, Miyuki Seguchi. I moved overseas to study at the age of 18. Since then, I've gained immersive travel experiences in a few dozen countries and realized Japan is a country I should be proud of. And so I learned all things about Japan and became a licensed guide. Now, I'm here to help travelers like you to plan and prepare for a trip to Japan. Whether you are traveling solo or you don't speak Japanese, I've got you covered. All you need is a bit of courage to immerse yourself in Japan. I'll give you all the knowledge you need to plan your trip, travel confidently and interact with Japanese people, so that you are totally excited and encouraged to make a trip to Japan. Let's get stuck in. Here are the 3 steps I suggest for you to go through when planning a trip to Japan. The first step is defining. This process is often overlooked, so let me explain. When I talk to people who are planning a trip to Japan, I always ask what kind of experiences they are looking for. Their responses vary, but what I typically find is that their answers are very vague. People say they want to experience culture, food, and nature. So, when I work with my clients, the first thing we do is to set a clear travel priority. If you're facing a similar challenge, I recommend the following process. First, create a priority list for destinations and activities and think about what makes them appealing to you. This exercise is useful for you to get clear about what types of experiences you want, but also to avoid having the same types of experiences multiple times during your trip. If you have a specific interest and if you'd like to plan your trip around the specific interest, this approach works. But otherwise, and especially if you are still new to Japan, I recommend trying out different types of experiences Japan has to offer rather than repeating the same types of experiences. As I mentioned before on this podcast, one of the great things about Japan is the variety of options it provides for landscapes, food, and accommodation. So, my recommendation is to mix up different experiences that match your interest. I talked more about what kind of options there are and how to find the best choice for you in the episode, The 3 Key Factors to Define Your Uniquely Japan Experience. So, I recommend checking it out if you haven't already. The second step is designing. This is to create your personalized itinerary based on your interest and choices you made in step one. You can start with your travel designing process from whatever options you have chosen. But the easiest way to do this is to start with landscapes, whether they are autumn leaves, Mount Fuji, or traditional towns from the samurai period. What I usually do is to think about places that would be the best fit for the landscapes my clients are looking for. The other thing you'd like to keep in mind is public transport networks. Think about how accessible each place is and put them in the most convenient travel route. As a general rule, places that are close to high-speed Shinkansen train networks are easier to access. If you are traveling from the east to the west or vice versa in Japan, there are two Shinkansen lines you need to remember. The Tokaido Shinkansen line that connects Tokyo and Osaka through the Pacific coastal area, which goes all the way to Kyushu. The other line is Hokuriku Shinkansen that connects Tokyo and Kanazawa through the Japan seaside. There are usually express trains that are connecting from regional hub cities or Shinkansen stations to local areas. So the best way would be to get to the regional city first by Shinkansen and get a local train to reach your destination. Otherwise, I recommend looking for direct bus options from major cities. The third step is deepening. This process is as important as the other two steps. With this third step, you'll have a better chance to enhance the quality of your experience that you have designed in step two. With the second step, you have the outline of your overall trip. You should also have a few things planned for each day. The third step is to go deep into the details. For example, what kinds of food are the local specialties of the place you are visiting? What are the things you should definitely check out when visiting each attraction? What are the must-know cultural manners and a few Japanese words that help interact with Japanese people? During your trip, you want to minimize the risk of walking too much to find the restaurant you like, right? You don't want to miss anything important when you are not certain about when to visit Japan next, right? And you'd rather want to be welcomed and to exchange a few words with locals, right? So my recommendation is to at least check out these things. Of course, the more you are familiar with Japan, the better and the deeper your travel experience will be. And this step will also help ease your worries and boost your confidence to travel happily. So, to recap, here are the three steps in creating your uniquely Japan experience. The first step is defining. Get clear about what types of experiences you want and make sure the types of experiences you are choosing are not overlapping each other in your entire trip. The second step is designing. The easiest way is to start with landscapes and think about what places would be the best fit for the landscapes you are looking for. Public transport is a key to locating the most efficient travel route, so make sure you know the main lines you'll be using. The third step is deepening. Learn deeper about details like local specialty, things to look out for, and cultural manners and Japanese conversation studies. These would give you the confidence to travel happily. If you are interested in doing this process together, I'd love to invite you to my Uniquely Japan Experience, a one-on-one program to create your personalized itinerary that maximizes your travel experience in Japan. I added new features to my previous travel program and upgraded the entire process that we'll be working together. You'll now access my simplified process that helps you identify your interests easily and effectively, first-hand Japan travel experience and knowledge that help make the best decision for your trip, and also get personalized guidance to create your unique Japan travel itinerary so that you'll have it ready and travel arrangement completed within 6 to 8 weeks. You can find all the details from the link in the show notes. If you are interested, get on the waitlist now and we can schedule a time to discuss how we can work together. And if you want to get clear on the types of experiences you want in Japan and do the defining step together, don't forget to check out Finding Your Uniquely Japan Experience Masterclass, which is available for a limited time only in the Japan Experts Community Facebook group. The link is in the show notes. That's it for today. Thanks again for being here with me today. I look forward to having you again in 2 weeks. Have the most amazing week!